Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Can you die by cleaning your fish tank? This was something that I was told. Now I'm terrified every time I have to change the water in my 7-year-old's betta fish tank.
You know what? I mean, Anna, I think that it's something that people have to take very seriously. There's different types of bacteria that we're just not, you know, prepared for as a certain species. We can hurt them. They can hurt us.
Dr. Roy Yanong, the doctor behind Aquarium Mania. You can find Aquarium Mania, his podcast, at PetLifeRadio.com/AquariumMania or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Roy, is this true?
I would say the chances of dying are really slim, but, you know, nothing's impossible. As with any kind of pet, there are potentially diseases that can go from us to them or from them to us. There are millions of people that have aquariums and that, you know, maintain them regularly without major issues.
This guy loves fish and he doesn't want to start a panic. Right. All right. Doc, for me, sometimes you're scrolling through and I don't know if it's the internet fooling me or whatever, but you'll see these headlines are like dog licks owner's wound and they lose their arm. Is this the same type of thing? Like, you know, you can get an infection. It could be really bad, but typically it's going to be localized.
Yeah, probably the most well-known is mycobacteria. They can infect people, especially if you're, you know, a normal, healthy person, don't have any specific immunosuppression, you know, that you're not very young or very old and don't have cuts and things in your wounds. You know, you probably are fine, but you may get small localized lesions like kind of nodules, that sort of thing. But a lot of it is managed through good practices, hygiene, washing your hands. If you have cuts all over your hands, you know, you don't want to, you know, stick your finger in and not, you know, even think about it. I guess another point is people like to mouth siphon, you know, to start a siphon when they're like doing water changes. You know, may or may not be a problem, but it is something you probably want to think about and probably not do as a regular practice.
It's Dr. Roy Yanong, host of Aquaramania.
I've never heard anything so amazing. As mouth siphon.
I don't
when
even
it comes
think I
to
know
people
what that
maintaining
means.
Their aquarium. I get it. I know what it means. It means you're going to get a little bit of backwashed when you're trying to get your pump working or your filter working right there. Think of it as if you were siphoning gas, Anna. That first gulp before you spit it out just to make sure you got the vacuum. It's going to be in there. And it's the same thing with aquarium water.
Were you guys siphoning gas during like COVID?
No,
of course
not.
Is this like a new thing I'm hearing about?
Of course not. So just to be clear here, as long as Anna is not, let's say, slicing limes, loses a finger, and then decides this is a perfect opportunity for me to clean my betta fish tank, and then, I don't know, licks her finger even after that. As long as she's not doing those things, chances are she's going to be okay.
Yeah, don't take your cigarette, you know, and stick your finger in your mouth with a cigarette. Even, you know, that's not exactly the same, but it's still going to put potentially things in your mouth. You know, anything
that's what Anna did last Saturday. She's slicing limes, loses a finger, cleans the fish tank, and while she has their cigarette in her mouth.
Yeah, that's all good. Dr. Roy, hold on. I have to tell you two things that are really important. One is a question. This betta fish has lived 16 months at this point. My daughter wanted it for her birthday last year when she turned 6. It is the bane of my existence to have to take care of this fish.
Oh,
how
no.
long do betta fish live?
It really varies, and I don't know if I can give you an exact year. I would say 4, 5, 6, maybe more.
Oh,
and, you know, again, it's going to vary depending on how old it was when you got it, the type of conditions you're keeping it in.
I had a goldfish that I won at a carnival one year with my older daughter, and I kept it alive for 6 years.
Wow.
And one time, Dr. Yanong, you're going to love this. It got ick, and I thought it was a goner, but I went online and I researched how to fix it, and I got it in medicine, and I cured it. Just wanted to plug that, tell
okay,
you.
Congratulations on your success.
All right, if you want to learn more.
That was before she got into margaritas and cleaning betta tanks with cigarettes and open wounds.
Right, it was a different time. Aquaramania. You can check out that podcast wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Roy Yanong, thank you so much.
Thanks, Doc.
No problem. It was a pleasure talking with you both.